Richard Branson's space tourism venture has suffered a major setback this morning. One pilot is reportedly dead and another injured after an experimental spaceship belonging to Virgin Galactic crashed in a US desert during a test flight. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
Virgin Galactic's online promotional video shows what it wants to do.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In the early dawn light at a spaceport in the Mojave Desert, a mothership called White Knight 2 takes off. Under a giant wing, it carries a vehicle called Spaceship 2. Retired NASA astronaut Mark Kelly explains what is supposed to happen next.
Spaceship 2 is released and they ignite the rocket motor. And in this case, you know, they've been experiencing some challenges with this new hybrid rocket motor that they've been testing. And from there, you basically point the ship straight up. You get up to a speed of about Mach 5, so 5 times the speed of sound. The engine eventually shuts down and you fly a parabolic arc.
Passengers are supposed to be taken more than 100 kilometres into a subspace orbit to experience the sense of weightlessness. There are reports Virgin Galactic was trialling a new type of fuel today. A photographer who witnessed the crash says Spaceship 2 exploded soon after it was released. The company has said in a brief statement on Twitter that it suffered an anomaly and the spaceship was lost. The mothership returned to Earth safely. Virgin Galactic says its first concern is the status of the pilots, which is unknown at this time. California police are reporting one person is dead and one person is injured. The wreckage can clearly be seen in the desert. Former corporate pilot Anthony Roman says it's a highly experimental and dangerous business, much like early commercial flight last century.
The early airliners of the 20s were a risky endeavor and went down with some regularity. So did the early single-engine, single-pilot aircraft. And it's a series of technological steps and mishaps and learning from those mishaps and the successes that eventually build to modern and safe technology.
About 700 people have paid a reported $250,000 to fly with Virgin Galactic. But retired NASA astronaut Mark Kelly says it's about more than space tourism.
You know, I know Richard Branson is not doing this just so he can, you know, bring passengers up to an altitude of 68 miles and safely back to the ground. You know, ultimately, you know, he and others envision that the way you would get, let's say, from Los Angeles to London would not be on an airplane somewhere in the future, would be on a spacecraft. If I was to take off in the space shuttle from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida and wanted to land in London, I can do that in about 25 minutes. You know, the future is that, you know, travel around this planet will, you know, be in a spacecraft and not necessarily always an airplane.
Just hours before the crash, Richard Branson tweeted a photo of a child in a spacesuit carrying a cardboard spaceship called Galactic, saying here's some inspiration for Halloween. He's now sent another tweet saying he's immediately heading to the crash site to be with the team. The US Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for Saturday AM.